So, reluctance and rebellion. So, your slave may welcome and enjoy certain punishments, even ones that are painful and are humiliating. Those will be the punishments that push his submissive buttons, thus rewarding him for the pain he endures. The pain is inextricably linked to the reward. Most often, these punishments will be the ones that carry erotic symbolism, and with them, the fact that a punishment is personally administered by you, his mistress, being an important part of that symbolism. Other punishments may be less welcome, particularly at the time they are given. A particularly harsh whipping, one that goes from being erotic to being punitive. You can tell the difference by checking if he has a hard on. As long as he does, the experience remains erotic for him. Might fall into this category for some slaves, so might being made to stand under a cold shower. In these cases, your slave might show strong reluctance to comply with his punishment. He might beg, wheedle, plead, or try to negotiate. You may need to flick him with a riding crop to demonstrate that you mean business. As long as he does not use his safe word, you shouldn't feel guilty about pressing on. He wants to be pushed into accepting your punishments. Always remember that. If you're not using a safe word, then you and he have already agreed that his fate is to be in your hands, and you should know him well enough to be aware if you're pushing him into a mental place where he should not be made to go. If you're not both fully comfortable with what level of responsibility and intimacy, don't play without a safe word. A truly submissive slave will not actually rebel against you, even if there's a show of reluctance. He will eventually accept his punishment and will comply with your commands that you give as part of this, to strip, to fetch the whip, to assume the required position, or to be bound if that's what you wish for him. That said, a certain level of pretend rebellion can be fun, as long as it's clear that his resistance exists only at your sufferance. Our next section that we'll talk about is the ritual and role play, which covers several scenarios that involve portrayal of resistance. But this kind of rebelliousness is, of course, just a different level of compliance with your wishes, since it is you who sets the limits of the role play. The appearance of defiance and the breaking down of that defiance through your feminine power are something both of you and your slave can enjoy. So, if you encounter a serious rebellion that goes beyond role play, or if he refuses to accept your whip, for example, or if he uses superior physical strength to prevent you doing as you wish with him, the bottom line is that you're not obliged to try to overcome him. If he resists in a way that's not fun for you and that plainly is not an invitation for you to overpower him, then make it clear that he has one last chance to obey you. If he still resists, tell him that you're happy he's been cured of his previous submissive tendencies and that he can now put his clothes back on and continue with his day as you will continue with yours. If you get to this point, do not back down. You have declared your session to be over. Restarting it because of his promises or wheedling would be putting him in control. Later, you'll need to talk about what went wrong. If there was some issue that can be talked out and solved, then fine. If you mutually agree that your dominant submission games need less intensity, well, that's fine too. However, it's also possible that you won't be able to have this kind of relationship with this man. Despite what he thinks he wants, it's entirely up to you whether you give him a second chance, and if so, how long he must wait and what he must do to earn your trust back again.